From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Howard County, Maryland police have identified the man they believe killed two people and then himself at a shopping mall Saturday. Authorities say he is a 19-year-old from College Park, Maryland. Police Chief Willie McMahon says there's still no known motive, but they did find a journal at the accused gunman's home.
There is a journal. He does express some general unhappiness with his life, but really don't have any other information about that now. That's something we're going to continue to work through.
Authorities say the accused shooter was carrying ammunition and a backpack with explosives, and they found more ammunition when they searched his home last night. President Obama is expected to focus on issues of bipartisan concern in Tuesday's State of the Union, but as NPR's Nathan Rott reports, there's still lots to debate.
White House senior advisor Dan Pfeiffer took to the Sunday morning talk shows saying that Obama will focus on less divisive issues like income inequality, education, manufacturing, and energy in this week's speech and in the next year. Then there's the issue of the upcoming debt ceiling. Pfeiffer says Obama still won't allow the raising of the debt ceiling to be used as a political bargaining chip. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell went on Fox News Sunday after Pfeiffer, saying that Obama should reassess that position.
It's irresponsible not to use the discussion, the request of the president to raise the debt ceiling to try to accomplish something for the country.
That same debate helped lead to the government shutdown last year. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
More unusually frigid temperatures are expected from the Midwest to the Northeast over the next few days. Nova Sappho reports from Chicago, where a weekend snowstorm preceded sub-zero temperatures.
Only 2 weeks after the polar vortex, another round of Arctic weather has led officials in Chicago to close schools and modify train schedules. 350 flights were also canceled. Temperatures are expected to dip into sub-zero territory until Wednesday, as low as 22 degrees below zero on Monday night. Forecasters say it'll be among the longest stretches of sub-zero temperatures on record, accompanied by strong winds and several inches of snow over the weekend. To make matters worse, there's a propane shortage in the Midwest. The heating fuel is in high demand and low supply, partly because of unusually low temperatures. For NPR News, I'm Nova Sappho in Chicago.
Gasoline prices across the nation fell 3.5 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. Oil analyst Trilby Lundberg explains.
It is price cutting in the downstream half of the oil business. Refiners cut wholesale prices to their wholesale and retail customers, who then turned around and cut it by the same amount to us.
And Lundberg says that self-serve regular is now $3.31 a gallon on average. This is NPR. A hospital in Fort Worth, Texas, has removed a woman from life support following a court ruling. Marlies Munoz, pregnant and brain dead, was disconnected from life support before noon today. She was 14 weeks pregnant when her husband found her unconscious. It was agreed by family and physicians that her fetus, now 23 weeks old, could not be born alive. Senegalese music story Youssou N'Dour, who is Muslim, is to record a song for peace with a Christian artist from Central African Republic, a country devastated by interreligious violence. NPR's Ophelia Quistarton has more.
Youssou N'Dour is an internationally acclaimed singer with impressive credentials. The Grammy-winning Senegalese musician and businessman has long been associated with humanitarian causes. Now N'Dour, who's Muslim, says he's recording a song dedicated to peace in Central African Republic with Lidin Natacha, a Christian who goes by the stage name Idil Mamba. She's from CAR's capital Bangui, which has been the scene of horrific and deadly violence, pitting mainly Muslim fighters who back the outgoing government with Christian militiamen. For the past year, predominantly Christian CAR has been crippled by a coup which ballooned into interreligious clashes, killing thousands of civilians and uprooting tens of thousands more. Ophelia Quistarton, NPR News, Accra.
So far tonight at the Staples Center in Los Angeles.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket.
Rapper-producer duo Macklemore and Ryan Lewis have taken the Grammy for Best New Artist. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.